Are you ready to join the leaders who are shaping business in Africa? It's time to take your career to the next level. For 55 years, Wits Business School has supported thousands of executives and business leaders and will continue to do so into the future. Join one of Africa's most recognized business schools in January 2024 and become the business leader you've always known you could be. And don't delay. Applications for all academic programs close on the 30th of September. Invest in your future and help shape our world. Visit wbs.ac.za and apply now. Wits Business School, sculpting global leaders.
The Business Buzz is proudly brought to you by the Wits Business School, sculpting global leaders.
The Business Buzz with Modiwa Mob Justice Kavaza. Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet us at VowFM, hashtag Business Buzz.
Welcome back to the Business Buzz. Remember that you can keep in touch with us on Facebook. We have VowFM or Voice of Wits. You can also find our other Facebook page, that is the Wits Radio Academy. On Twitter, we're at VowFM, and then our hashtag is hashtag Business Buzz. Now, there is a lot that's going on out there, and I think, you know, it's very interesting to have seen the developments for this week. When you are talking, when you're talking around the issues of the BRICS and the developments from that point of view, and I think we mentioned it quite a bit with Ken. You know, to say that the deals that are being signed, when are things going to actually transmit, and also at the same time, some of the difficulties that are going to come. You know, when it comes to getting things, you know, off the ground. You can sign a deal here, you can have a bilateral agreement there, but what happens, you know, to actually make these things become very tangible for a business in South Africa, for government, for taxes, you know, and all of that. Now, the other thing, you know, that you know, I've personally been also paying attention to, you guys know that some of us keep in touch with what's going on in the world of technology, telecoms, and the like, is the leadership shakeup that we are seeing in a place like Cell C. They've actually been having a number of different leadership shakeups. We've seen the CEO changing, and recently a CFO that has gone out there. We often say that in business, when you have a new CEO, that they're going to do what's called a cleaning exercise, take out a couple of executives and bring in their own people. And that's one of those things that we are seeing. They actually reference it in the Harvard Business Review as being, I just can't remember the technical term. Now, when it comes to actually learning about business and some of the theory around executive management and the like, here at Wits, we do have the Wits Business School. So, you know, we are joined by them for today, you know, to help us to get an understanding, you know, of some of the other things that they have going on. And joining us on the line, we are joined by Dr. Nandi Malubazo. Dr. Nandi, greetings to you.
Greetings, Buti. How are you?
No, alive, good, well, and thriving, you know, on this Thursday evening. Just a quick one before we continue. We do see your title, Dr. Nandi Malubazo. How do people usually reference you, you know, just so that we can do it appropriately?
Okay, it's all dependent on you. You're allowed to call me Nandi. Allowed to call me Nandi, yes. Dr. Nandi or Nandi. I really do not mind. Whichever type of referencing you prefer to actually go with.
All right. No, thank you so much. I think we'll go with Nandi right now, just so that there isn't confusion out there, because there is a namesake of yours, you know, out there. Yeah, in the Definitely. So, Dr. Malumbazo, maybe you could give us some insight. South Africa is divided, about the use of coal as a primary source of energy. While some of the developed nations are still using much of it, what should we know about the use of coal in South Africa's development? Definitely a big issue that people should be paying attention to.
Okay. Globally, coal is actually very useful for industrialization. So, for any country, so coal is used as a feedstock in energy production, as we all know. When I'm saying energy production, I mean both for electricity generation as well as for petrochemical industries, meaning that your production of fuel. So also coal is also used as a fertilizer, meaning the byproduct of coal, which is ash, is actually used as a fertilizer. Coal is also used in skincare products, more especially for exfoliation these days, as well as on the toothpaste. If you can see some of the toothpaste that we have these days, they are carbon-based toothpaste. And coal is also used very highly when it comes to when you're making steel. Oh, it is used as an oxidant for the steel making industry, as well as in the chemical industry. Also, coal is very useful for such. But then, as you know, that currently when it comes to then the energy production side of coal usage, we are actually having so many challenges there. And then one of these challenges then is the CO2 emission that is actually emitted during then the production of electricity or for petrochemical industry, for petrochemical products. So what we are actually trying to then do now is to actually find other industries for the use of coal. And those, such industries then should be able then to support the green carbon economy that the world is currently embarking on towards, let's say, 2050 or 2070 or 2060. And such then, these days, the type of research that we are currently embarking on is to extract your critical minerals, which are used in those green economy from coal itself and its byproducts. Thank you.
A lot to unpack there, and to consider, Doc, because, there's a lot that's being said about, that conversation around, fossil fuels and the like. So when it comes to the different uses that you were mentioning, many people, are talking quite a bit about the world of renewables, and many people speak about, let's say, converting to solar energy. But what are other alternative energy sources that we should be tapping into?
Okay, meaning when you're saying we, you are talking about SAM, assuming so?
Yes.
Okay. So South Africa is currently very huge on energy mix, meaning that energy mix, whether it's from fossil fuel or from renewable energy, what we actually want is for us to have a diversified energy source. Currently, we have our integrated resource plan that was promulgated in 2019 and is currently being reviewed now. So this document, it's more about electricity planning. It's an electricity planning document that has got various allocation for energy sources from solar, from nuclear expansion, wind and coal. So when then I'm talking about energy mix for the country, I'm talking about these type of energy sources, your solar, nuclear, wind, as well as coal and hydro. And then, so energy planning is actually also based on the type of energy resources that each and every country has or is endowed with. So if I can make an example, in our case, we are endowed with coal as well as your nuclear. But then the over-reliance of South Africa on coal has led then that the country being the biggest CO2 emitter in Africa. So having said such, the country needs to reduce its reliance on coal by bringing then another reliable and sustainable energy source that will actually give us a strong base load. So alternative sources other than solar are your gas, but then also the issue that we have when it comes to the gas as a source of energy is that in the country we are still on the exploratory stage for such of developing our gas resources. Also, nuclear can also provide a sustainable and environmentally friendly energy source. So from my side, then other than the solar itself, you can have gas, you can have nuclear. But then as we all know that your solar is not really a sustainable energy source, so it can be a substitute. It can't be then a base load. It can be then a supplement energy source into our energy mix. I hope you understand me.
I certainly do, you know, because it was quite well explained. And when it comes to that discussion around the country's energy sources, there has been, you know, many discussions that are being had. And I think topical at the moment is obviously the just energy transition, you know, which feeds into some of the factors that you've been talking about just now. But for an ordinary South African, you know, what does the just, you know, that just energy transition actually, what you call this, what does it actually mean, you know, to the ordinary person that's on the street?
Okay. So I think from my own experience, ordinary South African citizens, really, they do not really care much whether the energy transition is just or not. But all that is then important to ordinary South Africans is that they are able then to switch on the lights. So as to then the source of electricity, the source of energy where then that light comes from, I think ordinary South Africans, the people of South Africa, they are really not there. All that the people of South Africa or ordinary South Africans actually care about is having a job, having a food to eat, being able to also switch on the lights. So from my side, I think those are the three critical things that ordinary South Africans really care about, but they're not the actual source of where that electricity is coming from.
All right. And that certainly does make sense, you know, because like you said, I think in technology, we often talk about the fact that the best technology is the type of technology that you don't even know it's there. It just works and you're not even bothered about the mechanics. And the ordinary South African, all they want to do is to be able to switch on lights, to cook food. Yes. Mm-hmm. And not to be bothered, you know, by anything else. But for those that are engaging a little bit, you know, with energies and energy mixes, what emerging trends rather do you see in the energy industry? I think you were alluding a little bit to this earlier on. And how do you think some of those trends might shape, you know, the energy industry's future?
Okay,
from
my side, I think going forward, as of currently going forward as well, I see the renewable energy uptake being on the increase, more especially when it comes to solar. Then also, surely the coal usage will surely decrease. But then from my side, I doubt really that the coal usage will decrease to less than 50% of our current usage as of now, because I think currently we're around 75% of when it comes to coal usage for energy generation. But I think that will increase possibly to about 50-55%. There are talks currently in government for nuclear expansion. That will also be on the cards going forward, as well as gas usage. Once we are done then with the exploration work that we are currently doing when it comes to developing our gas resources.
And when it comes to the energy, you know, sector as a whole, this is something that has traditionally been male dominated, and we were hoping that you know, in this last minute or two before we let you go, that you could give us some insight around what challenges, if any, you may have faced as a woman in the industry, and how you've been able to overcome them, and also at the same time, maybe some qualities on the leadership side that are essential for a woman to excel and make their mark in the field.
From my side, really, one of the challenges that I've experienced in the sector is to be actually listened to as a female, young, and also Black. More especially also with a PhD, because I obtained my PhD, I think, when I was still very young. So, as then a female, young, Black South African, you have to work 10 times harder than your male counterpart. And in order for you to be able then to also command for that attention, or if you want to be then listened to, you have to do that through your work output. That's what I've seen. And with such, you also need to be decisive as to what position are you, or what paths are you planning to take, are you going to take towards your career growth. You really need to be decisive and to be loyal to such things. Also, I think as women, when it comes to leadership, as women, we are beings that are emotional intelligent. So we are very empathetic in nature. We understand the feelings and needs of others. So that makes us to be actually good leaders. So at the same time, I think we communicate better than our male counterparts. But then in all, always saying to young women that are out there is that we should actually maintain our femininity as compared. We should not want to be masculine enough, or we should not want to be like our male counterparts. We should remain as women, because there are spaces in the boardroom for women, and we also need men also in the boardroom, because those two balances each other, or those two types of energies or leadership skills, they actually balance each other. So at times you'd find that women that are independent and that are successful, they would think that we really do not need our men counterparts or our male counterparts in the boardroom, of which I always say that we actually need both females and male in the boardroom.
All right. So we actually need both males and females in the boardroom. And then also at the same time, some advice just around to say, there's no need to want to be like men, step into your femininity. That was us. We were in a conversation, with the Dr. Nandi Malumbazo, who is from the Wits Business School, getting into a conversation around energy, you know, know, in South Africa talked quite a bit around the coal, its various uses, and, you know, some of the more surprising uses that people may not know its place in a future where we're discussing renewable energy and a energy transition and what that means for ordinary South Africans. And I think the message that was coming through from there is that the ordinary South African is likely to not care, you know, what the energy source is, as long as they have something that just works. So that brings us to the end of today's edition of the Business Buzz Show. It's really been a great one. Thank you so much to all our amazing guests.
You've been listening to the Business Buzz on Vow FM 88.1, Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m.
The Business Buzz was proudly brought to you by the Wits Business School, sculpting global leaders.